Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can't be an American and not have felt some slap in the face or a kick in the gut from the Biden administration. It is impossible to not have felt that. Now, there are things that are obvious. Daily inflation. I mean, if you go to the grocery store, you felt it. You see something advertised. I'll give you an example. We went looking at a house and don't ask why. We're not buying it. But we went to look. We do it from time to time just to go see what's out there. This house, it needed repair. The woman had owned it for 30-plus years, older lady. And it had three air conditioning units. They were all at end of life. You could tell because nothing had been replaced in this house. This lady probably lost her husband and didn't do any repairs. Nice home, nice neighborhood, but you know what I'm saying? We all know kind of what I'm talking about here. So I see those units, and Melissa goes, well, whoever buys this house is going to have to, we both agree, they're going to have to replace those units. And I said, yeah, well, but we're talking about maybe $15,000, $20,000. She goes, $30,000 minimum. I said, no way. She goes, yeah. So we go back inside, the guy who's showing the house, and we said, yeah, we noticed the roof's going to need repair. And you got these three units out there. I said, what do you think those three units will cost? He goes, minimum $50,000. So I guess $20,000. Melissa guessed $30,000. The guy who is in the business, he goes, my contractor, probably we're talking about $50,000. What? That's how far off we were. And I'm still in sticker shock at $30,000. Well, she was in sticker shock at $50,000. That's the way things have gone under Biden. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Pre-Biden, I think she's a lot closer to the number. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Crooked numbers from a crooked government. They want to tell you what the real inflation numbers are. They don't want to tell you what the real COVID deaths are. They don't want to tell you what the real COVID numbers of vaccination deaths and all that is. They don't want to tell you what the real GDP is. They don't want to tell you anything for real. Everything these people do is subterfuge. They pee on you and tell you it's raining. And you're just supposed to take it. Indirectly, they deal, I'm just telling you, you're getting slapped in the face. Some of it directly, but indirectly, I'll give you some examples. Illegals. I live in Arizona. We have an illegal border problem. I'm not the one dealing with it. I don't butt up to Mexico. Some of my friends' properties do, the ranchers that I've met. But I don't deal with it. But you know where I deal with it? I deal with it in the classroom. I deal with it in my taxes going to illegals to make sure that we have these English programs. I deal with it when it takes 4 hours to get some minor thing looked at in the emergency room. Relatively minor. I mean, you don't know, right? I deal with it every day. You deal with it every day. It's either through the crimes that some of these people are committed. I'll tell you what, Lake and Riley's family's dealing with it. And there's many others. These people impact our society negatively. And I'm not being a negative person for them. If you come in the right way, I'm all for you. Come in and learn our culture. Speaking of crime, though, what about the Biden administration being soft on crime? What about Democrats in general being soft on crime? Look at any major metropolitan police force, and you know what I'll tell you have? Low morale. Not enough police, and they're leaving all the time. They're understaffed. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh. You've probably heard that story. You haven't heard it the way I'm going to tell it. But Pittsburgh is making some crazy sacrifices. And let me tell you what's going to happen. It will backfire. The defund the police crowd has gotten their way, and now this country is far less safe. And still, Joe Biden spikes the football on crime. He gives you crime statistics to make you think, well, shoot, we can all just go out there and act like we live in Antarctica. major cities, not one of them is safe. Not one. And I'm not talking about cities with a million people. I'm talking about cities with 100,000 and above. You would think in a city with 100,000, it would be, that's a town. I mean, it's considered a city, but I mean, it's not big. Shoot. You better watch where you're going. They're slapping you in the face. Do you run a business? If you run a business, Joe Biden is trying to run you out of business. Not all his fault. Government's been doing this for a while. But Joe Biden's looking at ways to tax you even more. He doesn't care how much money you make. He wants Social Security to go all the way through. He's going to force you to do things for employees, and you're going, I can't afford that. I don't care. You're going to give them a fat minimum wage. So what? I'm making it hard on you. And what about the employees? They gaining anything with inflation? It's been proven, this isn't conjecture on my part, it's been proven that Joe Biden is penalizing people no matter what they make. But they act like, oh, it's all so good. They want to give you statistics. Oh, the GDP is growing. The GDP is growing because we keep pumping more money into the economy than we should. Joe Biden just proposed a budget of $7.3 trillion. Largest budget in history. And I mean, I'm talking about massively larger. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to settle at 6-point-something trillion, which is still going to be the largest budget ever passed in history. No end in sight. The list is absolutely endless of what these people are doing. Our education system is a failure. The focus of being on promoting the most asinine ideas on the planet, like DEI and CRT and all this other nonsense. They don't want to teach kids. They want to indoctrinate them to hate each other. What kind of society do you think you're going to have if you aren't teaching love of country and love of citizen? Or, how about this one? Love of God. Millions of Americans are struggling. And you know what Joe Biden's doing? He's giving our money to illegals. They're restricting all of our freedoms while giving more freedom to illegals and money to cover up the Joe Biden family grift in Ukraine and China and elsewhere. We have a compromised president, and the left wants to pretend otherwise. We're going to focus right now on Joe Biden and this classified document thing, which, quite frankly, for me is over. But I'll tell you this, Joe Biden's got two choices. He can either say, I'm old and I'm senile, or he can make people wonder, why is there a dual system of justice? Because this hearing right now declares one thing. Joe Biden was guilty of having classified documents. He never should have had them. They shouldn't have left the skiff. Anyway, folks, lots to talk about. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden cut a commercial to refute the findings of the special counsel. We'll play those commercials for you later in the broadcast. And what's funny about it is Joe Biden has got, as I said in the previous segment, he's got two choices. Joe Biden can either admit that they gave him special privileges and they just dismiss all the charges against him. Or Joe Biden has to say, I accept that these people are right. They're stupid. I mean, I'm stupid. I'm old and I'm senile. I'm feeble. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want to go back in the way back machine and let you hear a couple of clips. These are people talking about the classified documents as they pertain to Joe Biden. But I want to begin with what Joe... Well, actually, we'll play that during a gym when we play Jim Jordan. I was going to begin with what Joe Biden said about Donald Trump when he found out that Trump had classified documents. And Trump had a legitimate reason. He's the president, and he wanted to preserve some things because he anticipated the crap storm that he currently finds himself in. But here are Democrats in their own words talking about Joe Biden and what he did as a senator and as a vice president. I think we've got Morning Joe, and then we've got Tim Kaine, a senator out of Virginia. All liberals, all left-hard liberals, and here's what they had to say.
Joe Biden has right now, from everything we know, some political problems. Donald Trump, from what we know, what we've seen, has some legal problems. But let's just talk about the documents themselves, and let's talk about something that the Republicans, we mock the Republicans for a lot of their stupid investigations. Let's talk about this, though. There's nothing stupid about saying we need to know what documents were in an unsecured garage in Wilmington and at a place where you didn't have visitor logs for people that were coming and going because it was a private residence.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Morning Joe talking about Joe Biden's document problem. And he brings up interesting points, right? Unsecured. Joe Biden said they were secure. They're going to get into this in the testimony. We're going to play a little bit of that. What you're going to learn in this broadcast is Joe Biden's a liar. I know, you're going to find that hard to believe. Joe Biden, I mean, he's everybody's grandpa. He's everybody's uncle. He's a great guy. He's a pathological liar. And he wanted power. He wanted money. He wanted fame. He thought he deserved it. He waited his time. He bided his time. Pardon the pun. Tired of Bidening. So, yeah, there's no surprise to anybody. I'm not going to shock you with any new information. But Morning Joe's right. They had no idea, no governance of who went to that house, who came, who went. The documents were right there by his Corvette. This is irrefutable evidence. Can you imagine if this was what they had on Donald Trump? Versus the rampant speculation by the media. Oh, Donald Trump, he had no governance and no coverage on those documents, et cetera, et cetera, and he never should have had them and all that, and they know it's not true. If Joe Biden and Donald Trump traded places, you would be hearing these guys talk about, he's got presidential immunity. There's not even anything to discuss here. And Donald Trump would probably be in prison. And everybody who touched those documents would be in prison. The guy that they're trying to give some leeway to, this Brian guy, a dude who did nothing except work at Mar-a-Lago and carry documents. They want to make him, oh, he's the one that says, I've noticed something sketchy about that Donald Trump. He was glad to have a job in Mar-a-Lago. He was glad to be in the presence of Donald Trump. And yet, but now he's the number one whistleblower. He's going to be the guy that brings Trump down. He's the new Michael Cohen, right? It's unbelievable what these people are willing to do, what they're willing to say. I want to play this other clip. It's Tim Kaine. He ran as vice president for Hillary Clinton, if you remember him. And here's what he has to say about these classified documents. But at the very end, they always have this one caveat. Joe Biden cooperated. As if Trump didn't. Joe Biden didn't cooperate. Joe Biden is a liar. And the congressional testimony will prove it. But anyway, here's Tim Kaine talking about Joe Biden and these classified documents. And this is going back in the Wayback Machine, folks, because technically Joe Biden has been exonerated from this because he's old and feeble, which, quite frankly, should invoke the 25th Amendment because he is old and feeble.
Kaine of Virginia. Senator, yesterday for the fifth time, we learned about this other tranche of classified information being kept at the president's personal residence. How does a senator accidentally take classified material home?
Margaret, I don't really know the answer to that question because I review classified material as a senator on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees. But when I do it, it's always in a classified facility where I don't have access to the materials other than to sit there and read them. So that's why there needs to be this independent investigation, an independent prosecutor. How many documents are we talking about? Dozens, a handful, or hundreds? How serious are they? Why were they taken? Did anyone have access to them? And then is the president being cooperative? And I think by all accounts, it suggests that, yes, of course, he's being cooperative, as anyone should be. But these are the reasons why this independent prosecutor and an investigation is necessary.
Yeah, we know Biden's cooperation. What? Ask for his bank records? No. Ask for his phone records? No. Ask for any connection? No, I didn't do it. His cooperation is, I'm going to lie. That's Joe Biden's cooperation. It's funny. They can't even cover for him. This is the fifth time. That's what she led with. This is the fifth time there's another tranche of classified documents. After Joe Biden made the comment that it would be reckless for you to have those documents. Reckless. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Yeah, but not when he does it. It's only when Trump does it. Let me tell you, I didn't go back and look at the media clippings, but I can only imagine that the media was like, the president says it was totally irresponsible, totally irresponsible. Donald Trump, he's totally irresponsible. Then this lady is incredible. She's like, I mean, now we've got it. We're up to the fifth time.
Senator, yesterday for the fifth time, we learned about this other tranche of classified information being kept at the president's personal residence. How does a senator accidentally take classified material home?
And what did he respond? I couldn't. I sat in a skiff. I could only read the documents, and I had to put it away. What did Joe Biden do? Did he tuck it in his underwear? Did we ever get an answer from the special counsel on how Biden got those documents? I don't know that we ever did. How do you get those documents out in multiple tranches, as she called them?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USC USA News Update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As we found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
It's funny. Everything with Biden is a witch hunt. Everything with him, it's a witch hunt. But anything with Trump, well, he's guilty. It's automatic. He's guilty. But with Biden, it's a witch hunt. There's no there there. So what? I said with my own voice that if it was reckless of Donald Trump or whatever term he used in 60 Minutes when he was asked about Donald Trump having documents, it was reckless. But when he did it, well, there's no there there.
How anyone could be that irresponsible?
Oh, but with Joe Biden, there's no there there. I'm not irresponsible. It doesn't apply to me. Oh, man. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network 844. 551-8255. So glad you guys are with me. We're going to talk a little bit about what Jim Jordan uncovered when he was interviewing former special counsel Herr, who's now a civilian. I don't know what they said. He knew he was leaving, and I think he left on the 11th or something. So he the day of his testimony, something like that. That's what I've heard. I don't know. Find it out for yourself. But he's a civilian now. He can speak freely, and he did. And Jim Jordan raised some very interesting questions. One of them had to do with Joe Biden himself knowing the rules. He knew. And I go back to Tim Kaine's comment. He said, when I was a senator, I read documents. I couldn't take them out. It begs the question, how did Joe Biden get them out? I've seen these conspiracy stories where these guys go in a room, they slot them under their jacket, you know, get somebody to do a distraction, and they sneak them out. What was Joe Biden sneaking them out for? Was he giving them to the Chinese? Was he giving them to the Ukrainians? What did he have going? Did he give them to Hunter to pass along? All these are legitimate questions. And if Donald Trump had been a senator, you can bet they'd be asking those questions. Jim Jordan, I don't know. I don't want to do the Republicans' job for him, but I can tell you this. My first question would be, how did you possess them in the first place? Aren't you supposed to reclassify documents in an area where You get somebody brings them, you get them, they make sure you don't have your phone or anything, you see what you need to see so you can go vote or do whatever you need to do, and that's the end. How did you get them? And Joe, you didn't have him in one or two places. The person interviewing Tim Kaine goes, you know, he's up to five places. And then she chuckles. She's like, you know, there's five areas. Like, it's kind of tough not to wonder what's going on here. Don't believe me. I promise you, she chuckles.
Kaine of Virginia, Senator, yesterday for the fifth time, we learned.
See? Play it again. She's like, we learned. I mean, come on. You know, one time, it's kind of like they were saying, I give you guys all the time. If there's one buzzard circling, maybe you did it. But if there's, what, seven buzzards circling, you kind of did it.
Time we learned.
All right, you've heard it enough. You know she was like, I mean, come on. It's kind of like that thing at the end of when Anderson Cooper's interviewing that crazy wicked lady, E. Jean Carroll, the skank. And she says, I think you're kind of good looking too. And he goes, okay, we're going to come right back to work. It was nervous laughter at the end of it. I'm telling you, guys, come on.
Violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
You're on her. How nervous he got. We do be able to take a short break. And then she's like, you're kind of cute. Again, that nervous laughter of, holy crap, look at this. You know, the nervous laughter that, like, this me seven times. Nervous laughter. And then here's Anderson Cooper. He knows he's dealing with a kook. He's like, somebody get her out of here, please. Because you know what she was like, you could be victim number eight, Anderson, because she's seven men that woman has accused of rape. And Anderson, gay Anderson, could be number eight. What, was Don Lemon one of them? These people are crazy. So let's play the first Jim Jordan clip. Jim Jordan, he's interviewing Robert Herr, and he's just asking him basic questions about Joe Biden and this whole situation.
Mr. Herr, why'd you do it? Why did Joe Biden, in your words, willfully retain and disclose classified materials? I mean, he knew the law. Been in office like 50 years, 5 decades in the United States Senate, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, 8 years as vice president. He got briefed every day as vice president. He's been in the Situation Room. In fact, you know he knew the rules because you said so on page 226. President Biden was deeply familiar with the measures taken to safeguard classified documents. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules. Mr. Armstrong said this earlier. Joe Biden was deeply familiar with it. You're exactly right, because he told us when Jack Smith goes after President Trump, Joe Biden says, how could this happen? What data was in those documents that could compromise sources and methods? It's irresponsible. So Joe Biden knew the rules. You know he knew the rules. And Joe Biden told us he knew the rules.
Jim Jordan goes on to reference the 60 Minutes segment that we've already played a couple times. So I'm not going to play that. But Joe Biden knew the rules. And he is, again, he says Trump was reckless. You know, how dare he? And then when it turns on him, suddenly, well, there's nothing there. Come on. So Jim Jordan's he's setting it up. It's your report. Here's, on this page is when you said this. He knew the rules. So I guess here's where we're going with this. If Joe Biden knew the rules then, and he wants to pretend that it's no big deal now, and then Robert Herr says, well, we know that he knew the rules, but we didn't think anybody was going to prosecute the guy because he's demented. I go back to my premise. Joe Biden can't have his cake and eat it too. He can't get off with breaking the rules, because that's what Jim Jordan is effectively accusing him of. He can't get off with breaking the rules, and then you get off scot-free. You broke the rules. Either you knew you were breaking the rules or you didn't. And it's kind of like trying to, you know, when they declare you, what is it, when you plead insanity? Now see, Joe Biden doesn't want to plead insanity. He is insane, but he doesn't want to plead it. So now he's like, and that's why he made his commercials. We'll play those in the second hour. Joe Biden made his campaign commercial. I'm not as young as I used to be. He doesn't even address the insanity thing. But he addresses his age. See, Joe's a little forgetful now. Doesn't remember where he puts things. Sometimes he puts classified documents in his garage next to his prized Corvette. He'll never forget that. That's emblazoned in his memory. But other things he'll forget. Misfiled. Put here or there. How many places do you have these documents, Mr. President? A couple of places. What? We're up to how many now? Seven? How do you rationalize that? He can't. And I still want Jim Jordan. I mean, I wish I could whisper in his ear and say, Jim, why aren't you asking him, how did you get away with it? How were you able to do what other senators can't do? I would have had, I don't know what kind of research these guys do, but that Tim Kaine clip is pretty readily available. Why don't you have Tim Kaine come in and have him testify and say, I don't know how you would get him out of there. I've been in the skiff. If people are doing their job, you can't take classified documents out. You have to want to do it. Don't make me go all Jim Shatner on you. Captain Kirk, you got to do it, Spock. You got to let me do it. Beam me down, Scotty. How do you do it? Not once, not twice, seven times. Who knows, maybe more. And they're in Mar-a-Lago, they're like, oh, this guy that carried it, he said they were being very suspicious about it. Let me ask you, how many people carried those classified documents that didn't have clearance? What did they skip? What did they look through? Part of these documents were at the Penn Research Center for Biden's research, which a think tank, that cracks me up. And all the Chinese had access to it. Not to mention, as Jim Jordan talks about, Joe Biden had a motive.
Congressman, the conclusion as to exactly why the president did what he did is not one that we explicitly address in the report. The report explains my decision to the Attorney General that no criminal charges were warranted in this manner.
I think you did tell us. I think you told us, Mr. Herr. Page 231, you said this. President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because, next word, because he decided months before leaving office to write a book.
So, you remember Comey said that Hillary Clinton, he didn't know what her, we don't know what her rationale, what her motivation was. Jim Jordan is about to get to Joe Biden's motivation, and we're going to expound on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club, and in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city, other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's my contention that Joe Biden has two choices. He can either admit that he's a brain-damaged moron and, you know, skirt justice theoretically. Maybe he's already skirted justice. Maybe this classified document thing is completely over, but it doesn't seem like it. It seems like the Republicans are saying, look, you got to pick your poison here, Joe. This is what you did with the classified documents deal. It's certainly bolstering Trump's case, isn't it? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Jim Jordan's been questioning the Robert Hur, He's at a point where he says, what was Joe Biden's motivation? We're going to pick it up there, and then we got a few other things to talk about with this, because we got to get through it relatively quickly. Got quite a bit to pack into one segment. But here's Jim Jordan asking the question of her, her responding, and Jim saying, no, you forgot. Here's what you put in your report.
I think you told us, Mr. Herr. Page 231, you said this. President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because, next word, because he decided months before leaving office to write a book. To write a book. That was his motive. He knew the rules. He broke them because he was writing a book. And you further say, and he began meeting with the ghostwriter while he was still vice president. There's the motive. Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
Sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
I don't. It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules. Took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book. That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance. But you know what? It wasn't just the money. Joe Biden, here's this page 231, very next page. Joe Biden, in your report, Joe Biden viewed his notebooks as an irreplaceable, contemporaneous record of the most important moments of his vice presidency. He'd written this all down for the book, for the $8 million. And the next thing you say in your report is, quote, such a record would buttress his legacy as a world leader.
Book deal. Okay. But I think there's more to it. So let's think about this. Joe Biden, they say he got an $8 million advance. I don't know that I believe that, but let's say that he did. Joe Biden has a big discrepancy between his 2016 and his 2017 taxes. Those are the years, I think it's 17, 18, and 19, that Joe Biden really banked. He went from making roughly $400,000 a year to like $17 million. And only $8 million of it is accounted for in his book deal. But they also talk about Joe Biden getting speaking engagements and other stuff. And he and Dr. Jill formed an LLC, and Joe Biden has not released his taxes on that LLC. And in fact, he modified one of his tax years. He took down his taxes. We talked about this a long time ago. I think there's something here. You know, I don't know where it goes, but I'm just saying, Joe Biden this is shady. This area right here is where it gets very shady. I'm no investigative reporter, but this is where I would focus. Because this is where Joe Biden started getting crooked money from Hunter, and you gotta wonder. He had left the vice presidency. He'd already left the Senate. He was setting things up as early as 2014. Where are those documents? If this were Trump, I guarantee you they would be crawling up his butt with an electron microscope. But it's Biden. And, of course, no harm, no foul. What he said on 60 Minutes doesn't apply. Let's go to the next clip. Here's Jim Jordan talking about Biden and his ego. It
wasn't just the money. Joe Biden, here's this page 231, very next page. Joe Biden, in your report, Joe Biden viewed his notebooks as an irreplaceable, contemporaneous record of the most important moments of his vice presidency. He'd written this all down for the book, for the $8 million. And the next thing you say in your report is, quote, such a record would buttress his legacy as a world leader. You know what this is? It wasn't just the money. It wasn't just $8 million. It was also his ego. Pride and money is why he knowingly violated the rules. The oldest motives in the book, pride and money. You agree with that, Mr. Herr? You wrote it in your report.
That language, and it does appear in the report, and we did identify evidence supporting those assessments.
Ouch. Joe Biden, the egomaniac. You know, they try to pretend Joe Biden's an easy guy to get along with. Joe Biden's that crotchety old clown that when he gets power, he's almost as bad as a angry leftist black woman in power. Almost. Not quite. Can't quite get away with being sister girl, but he's close. John McCain type. Yells at everybody, curses people out, has unreasonable expectations, and he's a failure, but he doesn't see it that way. Joe Biden sees himself as a success. He sees a legacy. Joe Biden actually believes he's got a great legacy. He will be looked at in the annals of history as the one of the greatest presidents ever. And let me tell you, at the rate that we're going, that we as conservatives are letting them get away with this stuff, he might. What do you think of Joe Biden? Do you think he's one of the greatest presidents ever? Well, you better act like it. You better act like you don't think that. Here's the next clip. Jim Jordan, effectively summarizing where he thinks things ended up. And I think it's applicable. Everything that he says to me fits.
You also had another interesting statement in your report. You said Joe Biden, I want to make sure I get this right, viewed himself as a man of presidential timber. Remember that statement, Mr. Herr?
I believe that does appear in the report, at least in the executive summary.
I think this is interesting, because here's the scary part. Page 200. I said this earlier in my opening statement. Page 200. Joe Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Biden,
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
The very guy who was helping Joe Biden get the $8 million, the $8 million Joe Biden used, the motive for Joe Biden to disclose classified information, to retain classified information, which he definitely knew was against the law. When you get named special counsel, what's that guy do? He destroys the evidence.
So you might be thinking, I put stuff in my recycle bin. If I'm done with it, I put it in my recycle bin. Maybe. I mean, I get it. I do. We all do. That's what it's for. Then you can further delete it, even though they could get it off your hard drive. So you might be thinking, well, he wasn't really trying to obfuscate what he did with Joe Biden. But here's my question. And I don't have an answer to this, but I think it's a valid question. If you're an archivist, you're a ghostwriter for Joe Biden, you will keep every single thing that you reference from a material perspective so you can hand the contents all over to Joe Biden in a nice, concise manner. So why delete it? In other words, if all of his work product says, here are all my notes, my recordings of you, the things that you gave me, the book outline, all the different things, here's the file, Joe. I've written everything. And you've paid me. Here's the information back to you. Why isn't that included? Why is that deleted? It would be like deleting three chapters and saying, here's everything. Here's my work product, but I deleted the first three chapters. Or I deleted our conversations that audio taped you. I deleted those because I no longer need them. That's your backup. That's if your client says, well, you didn't capture everything that I said. He can say, well, this is what I got from your interview. Here it is. If he says, you missed the meaning of why this happened with this classified information, well, here's the clip that you gave me. Here's why I wrote that. Why would you do that? See, because that was the first thing I thought is everybody uses their recycle bin. It's not that big of a deal. It is when you're an archivist, when you're the person saying, and especially at the level of you're writing it for the vice president or senator or whatever, you better have meticulous notes. Life and death is on the line with stuff like that. We're going to play the Biden commercials when we come back because that's what they were made to deflect from all of this bad press.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.